The following program does not necessarily represent the views and opinions of Reality Radio 101, its advertisers and sponsors, or its listening audience. Listener discretion is advised. Good afternoon and welcome to The Barrington Show with your host Barrington right here on Reality Radio 101. Join our path to enlightenment with our guidance to living at your best with a path to a higher consciousness. To get on board right now, send us an email. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. And now, ladies and gentlemen, right to your host of The Barrington Show, Barrington.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to The Barrington Show. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for joining us. Another Sunday afternoon, another show. You're listening to Barrington on RealityRadio101.com. We talk philosophy, we talk spirituality. We get you to wake up and realize that you are the God that exists. You are the person, the entity, the source that is in charge or governs all your activities. You are limitless, and you are connected to each and every other living thing on this planet. We're all one, we're all part of the same, we're part of the great wave. Welcome to the show. Wake up, reach a higher level of consciousness and reach your full potential. Know who you are. Know thyself. Wake up and live happy. Live a much happy and a more prosperous life. Not to suggest that you're not doing that right now. I'm saying wake up and realize that we were trained from day one to live a certain way. We were trained and walked and taken away from nature's way of life. Wake up. Wake up. Open your eyes. Realize all that you desire is within you. All the tools that you want to have to accomplish everything that you need, you have them with you. The God that we're searching for out there lives within you. You're using the light to look for something that's not there. It's already with you. Look within. This show helps you to wake up to that realization, get you to become a superhuman being or the best possible human. Be your best self. Wake up is what we talk about. Wake up and live and understand that the greatest entity that exists on this planet is you. Wake up. This is the call. If you're hearing me, you're listening to, you're answering to a call. If you're listening to this, you're doing a search. You are searching for something greater because you know there's more than what they're saying. You know you serve a purpose. You search and you have found a spiritual existence like yourself. You have found the source that takes you to your full ability to let you know you are the top shelf. You are the driver. You are in charge. Equally, no one is coming to rescue you. A lot of people don't want to hear that, but if you are an entity like the rest of us are, we all rotate. You live now in the body, and after this existence, you will live in a spiritual world, and then maybe you will come back and do it again and do it again. You serve a purpose. You won't know what that is until you know who you are. You've come here for a reason. This is what we intend, to get you to wake up, open your eyes, and for you to find the reason you are here, the purpose, the news, the message. You might have been the one that's going to teach us, the rest of us, how to revolutionize the way we live among ourselves. Wake up and find that, or not. Wake up, open your eyes, live your dream. Know that you could reach any goal that you set for yourself because you have the tool to get you there. Wake up. This is what we talk about. Welcome to the show. I'd like to welcome all the longtime listeners, as well as all the new listeners. I want to say to everyone around the world who's listening to this program and here at home, we're broadcasting from Toronto, Ontario, Canada, or near there, and you're listening to the show. I say to everybody, welcome to the show. Welcome home. Oh, it's a Sunday afternoon. It's a little damp, rainy up here, and it's Halloween. For those who celebrate Halloween, happy Halloween. If you believe in it, it's what you do. Make the best of it. Enjoy what you do at Halloween and be safe doing it. Happy Halloween to all that celebrates Halloween, wherever you are in the world. And if it is, in fact, the day there, wherever you are, and it is Halloween, happy Halloween. If not, remember, I've said it already. I heard something on the news about COVID. Now, I haven't really touched on COVID much recently because I think we've all heard enough. But I heard, and it hasn't been confirmed to me, that we cannot leave this country until you're double vaccinated. I sort of hope that I'm wrong, but I heard that. And I thought, wow, if that is the case, well, that's pretty big. Are we like, what position do we play here? We've now acknowledged the fact that we don't have a choice. You may say you don't want to leave, but wouldn't you like to know that if you wanted to, you could? That was big news I got last night. I heard yesterday, and I'm not sure. I hope I'm wrong about it. But if that's the case, it just seems wrong that we cannot leave here unless we conform. So, yeah, I heard it. And this is what we're facing. Of course, for the last little bit, we have to be, we had to provide a passport to be able to sit in some restaurants or some buildings and some places. You have to provide proof that you are vaccinated before you are allowed entry or even to be in it. I was just in a simple little restaurant sitting down and somebody came and asked me to prove. So that decision didn't go very well. But anyway, I just had to say all that. The whole idea of not being able to leave your country to visit, you know, I could have a relative somewhere over there who really needs me. And, you know, I think I want to have the choice to get up and go and do it if I can. And it sounds really harsh to say, well, you have to jump into this pool or else you can't go. Seems very wrong. We were talking about, today I was watching a program early in the morning and they were talking about the AIDS virus, acquired immune deficiency syndrome. And it used to be the big talk. I remember in the early 80s to the 90s and on up. And I remember hearing it. It was in school. They came and, you know, gave us a talk about it and protect yourself and be safe. And it was this thing that was going around the world. And every time you turn on the media, you'd hear them talk about this AIDS. And that was the fear that we all lived with for a very long time. And I remember as a teenager, I would say, wow, that's careful. You know, you got to be careful. You got to watch out. And, you know, you have your own fears on it. And you're probably wondering why I'm talking about that. But that was what was prevalent throughout our mid-80s up to the 90s. And shortly after that, we've had others like the Ebola, and we've had the SARS, you know, in around 2003. And, you know, all these things just rip across the world and we see them and we react to it because we have to. And it seems like every once in a while, one just pops up out of nowhere. And I just happened to be watching the AIDS thing today on YouTube. And then I realized that COVID now is in that spot. that's doing the same thing, and everybody's mindful of it. I mean, around the world, this is the first time the entire world was affected at the same time. And, you know, I don't know what or why all these things occur. And, you know, you wonder, though, they're spaced out usually, and every now and again, we get this blast of something that frightens everybody. So I'm not sure if that's nature's law or if how it is, or, you know, somebody else is at work. I'm not sure. Something else, some other entity. However, I just happened to see that today and realize that every now and again, we get something that just puts everybody in check. I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing, but regardless, we still get it. Anyhow, we're talking about CSD. That's the name of our show today. That's what the program is about. And if you're wondering what CSD it is common sense degree. Common sense. Yes, you must have common sense. It's the degree in common sense. We go through school and we do a lot of training and we go get a degree for something we want to do in life. And we miss out on the most important thing. Most of us trade the CSD common sense degree for something else. And we live according to the rule of society or training or programming of society. And we forget our common sense degree. I was having a conversation with family members yesterday, and that just popped up. And the gentleman who mentioned it made me laugh because I realized that a lot of us, we don't really apply our common sense. And it seems as if it's non-existent to a lot of people. It just isn't available, or they're unaware of it, or they refuse to apply it. I don't know how or what, but I just happen to notice that it is not as prevalent as it should be. So we give up that CSD to get something else. And we train ourselves or program ourselves to do something different than what nature wanted us to do, to act in accordance with nature, which is our greatest teacher. Our greatest teacher, nature, teaches us everything we want to know. But most of us tend to walk away from it and take on training, which in some cases is not necessarily your fault, because if your parents were trained a certain way, you can bet by the time you're 5 years old, you've taken all that history from them and you've downloaded it. Now you're going to live your life according for the rest of your time. And should you get children of your own, then you repeat the process. And so it continues. Common sense degree. There was a reason. There is a reason why we have that. It's our protection against things that is foreign to us, common sense. Your common sense degree should get you through life. And I assure you, long before all these other degrees showed up, we were all applying CSD. We all lived according to CSD. We got along, we're tolerant, we were good friends, neighbors, families, whatever the case may be, countries, because we followed the degree that matters the most, your common sense. How do you feel or sharpen that common sense tool, that common sense degree? You tie yourself in accordance with the laws of nature. That is how you will freshen up or rejuvenate or perk up or strengthen the CSD, the common sense degree. But that's the one that matters the most. It's our governor. And we seem to be walking away from it and we're not applying it. Now, if you're totally unaware of it, by me talking about it to you, it won't even register, simply because you don't have common sense. I'm not suggesting that for anybody. I'm simply just making a statement. But if you're aware of it, there is a time where you have to sharpen it, use it where it's most applicable, which is in your existence as a human person, human body, human form. You must apply common sense in order for you to get to that common sense place where it's effective for you, you need to reconnect to the laws of nature, the ones that is governing you. We take the animals and we train them, right? To do tricks and live with us or live in a zoo or whatever they do. We train them. And the minute we started training them, they're losing their natural ability to live on their own. If we want to set them out on their own, we have to reprogram them and put them back into the way nature intended for them to live. Aren't we the same? Aren't we trained to live a certain way? And we follow it in accordance to whoever designed this training program or the school facilities or whatever it is that has brought me to this point. But to say what I'm saying is that we are just as trained. And if you really think about it, you take that animal of yours and send them out in the wild and see how, well, that's, don't do that, because they're not going to make it. They're not going to make it. We need to reprogram, reconnect, reaffiliate ourselves with the laws of nature, because that is the innate method in which we were built to live. When we did that, we didn't have the hate, the competition, the resentment. I suppose that's hate as well. We didn't have any of those things. We just lived in one unit, as one family, as it was intended to be. We need to apply our own CSD, our own common sense. And once we do that, in order to do that, you need to wake up. You need to connect to those, to that source that guides you as guidance is needed. Because we're connected to the same. When the wind blows, all the trees in the forest will sway, some more than others, but they feel the reaction, they feel the effect, they sway. Same thing that happens. When laws of nature is being given out, we should be able to feel it and respond to it. But we're too far removed from it to even acknowledge it. We need to apply our own CSD. Common sense degree. You're listening to Barrington on Reality Radio 101. We do this every Sunday afternoon. Thank you for being a part of the show. Thank you for joining us. If you're a longtime listener, thank you for hanging in there. If you're new, welcome to our show. We have a book, Awaken and Ascension Guide. It's available to you on Amazon.com as well as Amazon.ca. Check it out. It's a good read. It sort of gives you a spiritual guidance and the path that you're supposed to be on, and it helps you along the journey. It'll talk about how you will react, how you will feel, how you will notice your growth as you progress from where you stand to where you want to stand, where you want to be, where you want to float. Available to you. Awaken and Ascension Guide aligns you to your true purpose. That aligns you to find your true purpose. We're also could be seen on HEAMI Barrington Awaken. HEAMI Barrington Awaken. Check out the book. Everything is there, information, stuff about us. You also will see the shows that we've done in the past. If there's one out there that you like, or one that you want to hear again, or you've missed, you could check it out. It's there for you. Download and happy listening. Today's show will be there like all the others. It's called CSD. Today we're talking about using your common sense, your common sense degree, which is the one that I'm encouraging you to apply for and put your effort into it. It's a lot cheaper and it's most effective, and it won't cost you nearly as much. And I'm not talking about the financial cost only. I'm talking about the time or the dedication or the restrictions and all the things that you'd have to put in to attain any other degree that you have, want, or may have, you know, maybe looking at. This one is just a matter of paying attention, waking up, realizing that all that you need is already within you. You just need to figure out how to get into that toolbox and find what you're trying to find. Have we got any?
We have a couple of emails here. Let's see. Casey wrote in and said, when you talked about, she says, when you talk about us being trained, who trained us? And that's from Cassie or Casey. And then Doug says, who decides when we die if we come back or not? When you say sometimes we come back, sometimes we don't, who makes that decision? And that's from Doug. And lastly, folks, you are listening to The Barrington Show. Write us an email right now, instudio101@gmail.com. Back to you, Barrington.
Hey, thank you. You mentioned who decides to come. This is Doug. You mentioned who decides whether or not we return, we rebirth, or whatever you call it, reincarnation. Do we serve another tour of duty as a human being after this one is over? Who makes that decision? Most often, it's you. All the decisions, all the planning, all the actions, everything, the creation is you. You are the one who makes that decision. Now, for you, that might be really hard to understand, especially if you're so far removed from believing in the spiritual entity, the spiritual existence. You will not understand that because you can't see yourself as a part of this great wave, a part of this universe, which is just the body, the bigger body of all that there is, but you are a part of it. You are your own source. You are your own thoughts. Your reality is a reflection of the thoughts that you've had in the past. It's you who makes that decision whether or not you come back. You will come here to deliver a message or do a task, maybe do a dance, whatever the purpose may be, or to teach others how to live. You made that conscious decision to do that in the spiritual existence. And in order for all of that to happen, you would need a body. So you come here and you grab one, whatever it may look like, tall, short, wide, you know, red, black, however it may be, that decision was also made. And this is it. When you come here, there is no color to you. There is no attitude to you. There is no ideas. There's no form, religion, no culture. You've come as a clean, empty cup of water to deliver or do what you've said. You made that decision to come here to do all that, your choice. Who decides whether or not you come back? You do. Who decided for you to come? You did. You also, when you get deep into your spirituality and you'll understand, you'll also realize that you decides when you leave. That's hard to understand. A lot of people don't follow that. I'm sorry, it was a question. I'm trying to answer it, and I'm trying to be as, you know, effective in explaining it as I possibly can, so we all can get that answer. We're all at the same level. Just some of us are a little bit more aware of being at that level than others. All the information that exists, we all have it. More, some people are aware of having that information, some are not. But we're all there. And the minute you open your eyes and you experience, or you wake up, you'll realize that you are part of this great wave, the existence, all that there is, the entity, the absolute, whatever you want to name it, you're part of it. Much like the pinky's a part of your body. And you could look at it and say, it's not doing much, but it is there, isn't it? We're all a part of it. The decision to come back is made by you. Now, we've come here to do a task, and we may do it many, many, many journeys to get to it, because we're led away from what we're supposed to be doing. We're distracted. We're pulled, you know, we've got the camouflage thing going on based on how we were raised. So if you had come here to build a castle and you were distracted, you wouldn't do that or deliver a message. You'd probably forget about it, and then you have to come back and do it again. And do it again. When you're doing your earth walk, you are trying to remember why you're here, because you were told a whole bunch of things when you were little, like the cow jumped over the moon and the dish ran away with the spoon and some guy climbed a clock, you know. And Great. Sounds awesome. But it's not relevant as to why you're here. When you figure out why you're here, you will do that task. And then after that, you may choose never to come back. Also, choice made by you, which is choice made by the bigger source. You may choose not to come back. And there are other places, other things, other tasks to go to. But coming back as human beings in the physical body, you will make a choice one day, probably not to do it. I was told I've done 54 different circulations already. I don't trust the source anymore. I can't sell you on that one, but I was told 54. So that's how it is. Or what did she say, 52? I don't remember. The other question we had today about being trained and who did the training. Well, you have to imagine at some point, I mean, we've gone through many different stages of existence here, and our planet has started five times already from, you know, something happened, a big bang happened, the meteor hit the planet, something happened five times already, and it's already done. But I think that this one, this journey, the one that we're on today, the rock that you stand on as well as I, we start to realize that at some point, some people wants to get the upper hand in some cases for some reason unknown. Well, if you wanted to get the upper hand, you know, be it in a race or be it the big corporation or be it the best country or be it whatever it is that you're trying to get the upper hand in it, you will start to or have the most money if that's the situation or the most oil or the most land. I'm not sure what it is that you're trying to get. But in doing that, you'll start to realize in order for that to happen, you have to have other people to help you to acquire that. Now you pay them or convince them or train them as well. And of course, the training begins. Who's doing the training? Someone who is benefiting from us doing the act that we're doing as we are trained. We train a dog to jump because it entertains us or to roll over or to sit, I don't know, you know, be quiet because it benefits us. We do the training for them or the animals. We train them to look pretty in the zoo so we can make money while other people drive by and look at them. We train them. We train the fish to jump, you know, or to swim around with you or whatever the case may be. We're doing the training to them. Others will do it to us because the training for us will benefit someone else, some other source, some other cause, some other cult or religion or group. The programming begins and it benefits others. Who's doing the training? Anybody who wants to get the upper hand. If you're joining the army, you have to be trained as a soldier. And the purpose of that is to have the upper hand. The bigger the army, I guess, the more you could conquer. I think that's how it works. But the more people I think we should feed, that's what I think. But who's doing the training? Anybody who wants to get the upper hand. That's the reason why the training happens. Today we're talking about common sense. I hope I answered that question to the I did to the best of my ability. I hope the answer was satisfying for you. And thank you for your email. We're talking about applying yourself in the common sense degree and how to get the common sense degree and how you benefit from the common sense degree. Like we kill ourselves to work. And this is a perfect question that tied the question we just had a minute ago about who's doing the training that ties perfectly into us losing what we call the natural survival instinct and the ability to survive on our own. Ties into it beautifully because the minute you start training, and we were talking about it earlier, you're losing your natural abilities, much like the animals, like we said earlier. So we're trained to benefit others from day one. And we're trained that there's a greater source, we talked about this a bit last week, that governs us. And we can't be as good as them, but we could try to be our best as we could possibly be. And we live accordingly. We stay within the lines. We don't, you know, venture out. We just become a good marching soldier or a sheep. Who's training and why? Well, because we're losing our common sense abilities. And the fact that when we don't have it, like the common sense is telling us to run really fast and really hard for 45 years, 50 years, for some people, even more than that, to get something. And in the process of doing all the running, you forget why what you're doing. You're going too fast to see the view, to sit back and sniff the roses or experience life. How many times have you heard the story of those who got up and worked their entire life until they fell over with their boots on, meaning they died in the process of doing their job? So we give up all of our existence to chase a fantasy, or to look good in the eyes of others, or to make ourselves feel more important, or to make ourselves look more beautiful, which we all are in our own way. We're all perfect. But we give up on the life that we're supposed to have because we've lost our common sense. We're looking for something greater than us. We are looking for something better than us. There is nothing greater and there's nothing better than you. So shine up what you've got, polish it, stand up tall, hold up your head, and realize that you are the greatest of all that exist, like everyone else. And if your head is popped up a little too high and you think you're better than the next one, tap it down a little bit, because you're not. You're from the same box of eggs in a carton. You've come from the same place by the same method. And you cannot be a special egg in that box of carton with the other eggs. Again, they were coming from the same place by the same method. You can't for a minute try to convince yourself that you're the better egg. You may think that. And the reason you're thinking that is because you're not feeling as good about yourself as being just a common egg. But when you do, you're starting to realize you're in the same box with all the others. And we all have the same faith. And we've come from the same place. And we will leave and go back to the same place by the same method. So then how do you feel that your part of the carton is a little bit better than anyone else? Or even at the same time, why do you feel that a part of that carton isn't as good as the other part? It's, you know, same place. Same place. Tap into your common sense. Open up your spiritual existence. Tap into your world and feel the joy. We're spending way too much time trying to convince others of how good we are or how great we are. That is not necessary. That person you're trying to convince or trying to show off to, or whatever you want to call it, has everything that you have. They just don't know. But you are probably telling a story to try to convince them, which in itself is saying to those who are a little bit more open and awake to understand that you yourself isn't awake, and you yourself carry insecurities. That's why you may need the gun or the big house or the fancy car or the elaborate jewelry and all these things, because you're trying to make a statement where all is within you. You've met someone out there, I'm sure, who told you how educated they were. And I'll tell you right now, that's an idiot who's doing the talking, simply because an educated person is not going to tell you they're educated, because they probably don't know. They're just there. They're living the life. But when somebody goes out of their way to tell you that, they're telling you a story to convince you that they are. And why are they doing that? Same thing I say a lot about the rich man. Don't tell you he's rich. The poor people always tell you how rich they think they are. So, having said all that, let's tap into our common sense. Let's tap into our spirituality. Let's wake up and realize who we are, who you truly, that's a true you. And you will be living your best self. Wake up, open your eyes, take a look. It's available. You've got all the tools. If you're looking out there right this minute and you're admiring somebody, ask yourself why. And you may get the answers, I'm not as good. No, it's not true. You're just as good. You just didn't practice as hard as they did. You're just as good. And when you get to a certain point, you realize there is no competition. It's just called you trying to survive, keeping your ego up or your morals up. It's not necessary. Be mindful. Another person's opinion of you isn't your business. The way another person sees you, it's none of your business how they see you. What matters and what is your business is how you see yourself. Therefore, what they have to say is not relevant. And don't take it hard. Don't let it bring you down. And equally, don't let it boost your ego. Another person's opinion of you is not your business. Live your life. Be your best self. And don't spend any of your time trying to convince others that you're not something, or you are something that you're not. Sorry, that's what I meant to say. You are who you are, and you are perfect in your own way. Tap into your common sense. Connect yourself with nature, and the guidance is already there. You'll just be more aware of it. You'll be more awoken to it. Tap into yourself. Wake up. You are the source that matters. And until you open your eyes and realize this, you're walking through life with a blindfold on and you're feeling your way around. You're feeling your way around. You can become so comfortable and familiar with the spot, place that you're in, that you just accept it as the norm. And it seems nice. And you can have tea and have a good time and party. But your eyes are still closed, so you're not seeing your true self in what should be your true existence. You're still walking around, feeling your way around. And we've been doing it for so long, we accept it as the norm. What it seems like, imagine all of us at some point, we're crawling around our hands and knees, and somebody walked up to us and said, you could stand up, you know. And you don't have to crawl. You can live get around a lot faster and have more usage for your body than crawling around. Well, at that point, I think people would still be apprehensive as we are today. But you could see how effective it would be if you would just stand up, wake up, open your eyes, look around, move around, live as you're supposed to. Tap into your CSD. Your common sense degree. That's all we ask is just get there. Do we have any emails, sir?
We have two emails. Hannah wrote in, and she just says she's enjoying the show from Dallas, Texas. So thank you, Hannah. Larry writes in, he says, how can people tap into their common sense if they have none? That's funny. Thank you, Larry. And folks, you're listening to The Barrington Show. Write us right now in studio101@gmail.com. Back to you.
Sorry, Larry. I had to chuckle on that one. I think your question was, how can you tap into common sense if you don't have any? Well, we all have it. Whether or not we choose to use it, it may present itself as non-existent. But no, you have it. Everybody has it. We just haven't been using it because we're so so far removed from it, no fault of our own. It's a part of a system that we're part of this grid or society or however you want to label it. And it trains us in a certain way, including the school habits and whatnot. Tell lie, visionize, as I like to say. But you do have, we all have a common sense. I want to chuckle because I know exactly what you're saying, but no, just because they're not applying it doesn't necessarily mean they don't have it. They're just not applying it simply because they don't know how. They haven't had the practice of doing it. They haven't had, need to do it. There's no need for a lot of people to think. You know, and I say this, and I was just telling this story yesterday, the part of the world that I'm from, we were walking to the store as little kids without being able to read in a note in a bag. And we walk over to the local shop and present both to the shopkeep, who would give us back the change and give us the stuff in the bag and send us off home. And we couldn't read the note because we didn't know how to read at that point. And we're little, we're 3 or 4 years old, maybe 5. And you're walking for miles to get to where you want to go by yourself. And it, you know, I suppose in this side of the world here in that story, it sounds like child abuse, but I'll tell you something. When you're going from that distance to wherever you go, you're thinking along the way, figuring out how to get there. You're navigating the sun that's burning you, or the rain, or the rivers that you may have to cross, or the valley, or the street that you may have to cross, and you do it on your own. A lot of cultures around the world can tell the very same story. Before we were able to go into the training facility, the schools. Before that, we knew how to think, and we were doing it. We were effective doing it at that little age. It was being done. When we got into the system that is training us now, they teach us how to read. And the minute you learn how to read, you forget how to think, because all you have to do is read the instructions. You just have to read the instructions now. So we don't think no more. And this is where we stop using our common sense. Because, oh, how do you figure this out? Oh, just read the instruction. How do I live? Just listen to the news and follow the instructions. How do I conduct myself? And just listen to the media and follow the instructions. How do I live among good? Just listen to the TV and follow the instructions. There is no thought required. So the people that you encounter in your encounter in your everyday life that you could assume doesn't have common sense, no, they didn't have the ability for the common sense to stay afloat. Two battles is going on. One is the training versus one of the common sense. The common sense sometimes loses the battle. In a lot of cases, it has. And we're seeing this more and more. Hence Larry's comment here as to how do you tap into it. It's there. It's there. But in order for you to fulfill any part of your life from here on, and you may have to empty a lot of what's in your cup, a lot of the beliefs, a lot of the training, a lot of the things that was given to you is already in the cup. You may have to empty it and refill it with other ideas. And when you go to attempt this, don't forget the cup is full. So you may say, I don't have room. I don't care. I don't want to. However, you're here. And you might want to tap into your common sense because it guides you through life. This is what we do. This is what happens. It's the instinctive way of journeying through the human existence. Everybody has common sense. Some don't use it. So part of my story is, and I realize about the back in the part of the world that I'm from, and that's how we got along every day and functioned and knew not to eat this bush or climb that tree or do this and don't mess with those animals. We totally learned that before we even recognize our name on paper. But in this side of the world, I'm realizing that the kids are awesome. From day one, the TV is turned on and the training begins. And by the time they finish kindergarten, they could read. They don't need to think. Everything is laid out for them. The instructions are there. The instructions are verbal. Sometimes they're written. Sometimes they're wherever you get them from. They're there. So there's no thought required. And this is why we're not using our CSD, common sense degree. And this is why Larry will say some people don't have common sense. Yeah, we all do. It's there. Tap into it. Find it. It's yours. It is your obligated. It's your birthright to tap into it and live accordingly. And we're so trained into another way of life, that yes, we're walking around in the dark and both our eyes are closed and we're just feeling our way out. Oh, this feels good. Let's go here. This is warm. Let's go this way. This is cold. Let's go the other way. Like we play the game when you're playing Marco Polo, if you guys are familiar with that game, Marco Polo, and you're following the sounds and because you're blindfolded. Now just take off that blindfold and look, oh, there's the target. Bang, direct route towards it and no feeling around or guessing or trust in somebody else's instructions, especially trust in somebody else's instructions, because you have to say to yourself, what if they got it wrong? You're doomed to their teaching and training if they've got it wrong. And a good way to know if it's wrong, they're probably charging you money for the information. I'm just saying that if they're charging you money for the information, chances are they're probably wrong about it. I'm just saying that. Anyhow, I just thought I'd answer your question there, Larry. And I know I went off for a very long time on that one, but I hope the answer is satisfying to you. And you get the idea that everybody has their own common sense. A lot of us choose not to apply it, not to use it. Or some of us don't even know where it is or how to use it. Actually, that's probably a better statement for me to say, they don't know how to. Well, it's easy enough to tap into it. It's easy enough to realize that the instruction that's been given to you by everybody around you may not be the truth. Connect yourself to the spiritual existence, connect yourself to the spirituality, connect yourself to the way instinctively it was meant to be. The comment came up again last night in the conversation that as soon as the animal is born, instinctively, he's recharged, rejuvenated for the existence, and instantaneously, he knows what to fear and what not to fear, how to behave, how to act, instantaneously. Except for us, we've written down rules for us. And I said the other, a while back, many times, the deer instantaneously knows to fear the lion. He does. So instinctively, the information is given. Tap into your common sense and try to apply it as often as you can. It is your guide. It is what is required. Thank you very much. Thank you for emailing us from Dallas, Texas. Thank you for being a part of the show. We respect the fact that you're there, you're tuned in. Anna, I hope this is what you wanted. I hope this show is going to give you some guidance and some focus. And when you turn this off or move on to the next show or whatever it is that you're going to do, you give this one some thought, like you should, because it applies to your life. It applies to your existence. It applies to everything that makes you you. It's a journey, and it's not exclusive to a few people. It's not a gang. It's not trying to pull you into something that's going to make a mess of your life. It's not that at all. It's showing you the garden of life, the gateway to life, the journey for life, the wisdom in life, to know, to understand, to follow, not to follow obediently, to follow willingly, because you are being taken by the spiritual existence. Your spiritual life will enhance it, will enhance. The gates will be wide open. The happiness will flow. You will put down a lot of the load that you're carrying. And that's a part of, should have been last week's show when I talk about how do you know you're becoming more spiritually connected. Part of it, you will put down some of the load that you're carrying, because you will soon realize it's unnecessary. You'll soon see there's no point in planning to go for a leisure jog and bring 500 pounds with you. It doesn't get you to your destination. If it does, it'll upset you on the way. Much like all of us get angry, frustrated, upset, without knowledge as to why. Because we're trained, we're on a track, we're going in this direction because the natural instinctive way was taken away, or we were brainwashed away from it. It's a word I don't like to use, brainwash, because it sounds dangerous. I think it is, but anyway. But we're taken away from the natural path. we're taken away from the guidance of nature's laws. We're taken away from living in a world of tolerance. Because at some point, and I had this question today, who is doing the training? At some point, somebody sees they will benefit. And it's benefiting a singular or group while it come at a great expense from another singular or group. So the training is necessary because it's benefiting you or the trainer. That's who's doing all that training. Tap into your CSD. It helps you. It gets you through life. It guides you. And this is where you want to be. We talk about spirituality all the time. We talk about waking up. We talk about you being realized that you're full. You're the boss. You're in control. You're the driver. We've talked about that all the time. But if you are so deep into another way of life, have you ever thought that it's a possibility that there could be another way? Have you given that thought? Are you just totally given into the method that was introduced to you? When somebody is saying, no, that's not the case at all, it's different, do you ever listen to them and say, I wonder what if? Are you just so deep within it, you've accepted it as the truth? It is probably the truth that you were told, but I will say to everyone, question it. Try something that's different. Challenge it. And not to the answer that that person who's dictating to you is going to give you, because that's the answer that that training from that person has to give to you. When you're confused and you're frustrated and you don't know where to go, you tap into your own spiritual self. You meditate. You get into your own spiritual self, and I assure you, you will find your answers. And I say this all the time. You will find your answers, inevitably. But they're yours, designed by you, for you, to benefit you. We're wrapping up. We're coming down about 10 more minutes left in the show. We're just talking today about you tapping into your spiritual guide before we go into our last segment. Do we have any emails?
We do not have any emails, no.
We go into talking about what people are wondering, and of course you know the benefits. We've talked about the benefits of the CSD and the benefit of being in control of who you are. We want to talk about, for the last little bit, of how do you get into reactivating that segment, that part, the natural way of your life. How do you get to do that? Well, you have to, it's hard. And, you know, if you live out in the country or you live in the forest somewhere, you probably wouldn't be hearing this show. But regardless of what, it is spending time with nature. You have to spend some time with nature. I strongly encourage you to take your shoes off every once in a while and just go for a walk until your feet start to hurt, because, you know, we're not used to it anymore. But connect yourself with nature. Go swimming. Connect yourself with nature. Go for a walk through the forest. Connect yourself with nature. Listen and stop. When you're out there in the wilderness or wherever you go, go for a drive in the country. Connect yourself with nature, which is, I'm saying, drive out in the country, Ty, because, of course, you get the better air out there all the time. You're not as clustered as you are in the city. And especially now that we're being forced to wear a mask, of course, we're all further isolating ourselves from what is natural to us by having to breathe through this mask and shallow, make our breathing a little bit shorter and harder to do. I don't know if you've noticed this, but when we first started wearing the mask, it was the hardest thing to do for me. Now I don't even realize I have it on. Wow, what's changed? Well, we had to adapt because that's our ability. That's what human beings do. Something has changed. So I've taught myself to be tolerant of wearing this. Go out, go for a walk, go into nature, blend into all that there is, because you are a part of all that there is. Connect yourself as much as you can. When you have a free day and you want to do something, instead of sitting in front of the TV, not suggesting that's what you do, go out, get out of the house, get some fresh air, go for a walk, reconnect. And the more you want to do this, the more you realize it's driving you to do it. And if you just start your own walking program, you'll realize after 2 months you can't stop, and that's good. You're well on your way. You reintroduce yourself to all that there is, as opposed to living in this little box, you know, before the final box, if that's the case. Anyway, so yeah, reconnect yourself to all that there is. Reconnect yourself to the nature way of life. Reconnect to the greatest teacher that ever exists. We don't necessarily need to climb and run and jump and do all the crazy things that we're doing to try to get ahead, because there is no getting ahead. Once you, it looks like it is, because you give this all your life. You give all, so much of you to get all this things that you collect. But guess what? One day you will lay it down and move away from it and die just like the rest of us. Pardon that. Sorry, I had to say that because I'm in the moment. But you get this big piece of the pie. Well, you know, what are you going to do with it? Other than, I don't know what you're going to do with it, because you know you can't take it with you. You know, there's a, I suppose there was a joke I could tell you about a lady's husband said, when I die, I want you to send my wealth with me. And she assured him that she would. So when she died, when he did die, she wrote him a check and said, here you go. I shortened it, but I hope you get the point. You can't take it with you. So what's the dance? What's the run? What's the kill? What's the reason? Why are we trying to get ahead of somebody who's stepping on somebody's head to make that step? So, hey, you know what? It is what it is. Connect yourself. Tap into nature's way. Connect yourself. Be a part of all that there is. We talked about we talked about last week, majority of our show was talking about when you start to realize that you have, you're waking up. That's what we all want to do. We want to wake up. We're trying to awaken. We're trying to. You're consciously trying to pop out there and do it. Have you ever had that feeling when you're going to sleep at nighttime and your consciousness is going down and the subconscious is coming up and they cross path at one moment? For a second, you're still awake enough to try to move, but physically you're not, because you can't, and you get that confusion moment. I don't know if that's ever happened to you. That's what happens when you go into your spirituality. There is a bit of a confused moment. But it's okay, because inevitably the right self will emerge. Keep going. Keep your trying. Stay to the duty. Stay focused. Tap into your common sense degree. That's the one you should be working on. That's the one you should encourage your children to have. You can't teach it until you're aware of it. You know you can't teach or give what you don't have. So you tap into it for yourself and just start living it. And in doing that, others around you will see, and that's your greatest teacher, by the physical, not by the you know, anything else. Because we tend to learn the body tells a lot more than the words that we use. So tap into yourself, act, do your common sense things, and people will see it. And they will learn from it. As a matter of fact, they'll recognize, oh yeah, this is it. So you're coming back to nature's way. You're reconnecting to all that there is. Common sense degree is where we should be putting our focus. Learn to meditate. Slow the brain down long enough for the body to forget the routine that you've trained it to have, the routine that jumps out of the bed in the morning and or nighttime and you run like a crazy person for the next 45 years to do something that won't benefit you. And just by the time you get there, you're too tired to appreciate it, or you're taking care of others who's done the same as you, not knowing that you are the next one to step up. You're in line. I say this phrase a lot. The old folks that's in front of you, they're you waiting to happen. So right at this moment, you have an opportunity to choose how you'll be treated when you become that person by how you act now. Thank you for being a part of the Barrington Show. Thank you for joining us. It's a beautiful Sunday. We're all having a great time. Happy Halloween to all of those that celebrate Halloween, as we do up here in this part of the country, the world. Thank you for being a part of the show. You take care. Practice your meditation. Practice your proper eating. Do get your sleep. Do drink a lot of water. Take care of number one, which is you, top shelf. Have a good day. We'll talk next week.
Thank you for listening to The Barrington Show with your host, Barrington, right here on Reality Radio 101.